If somebody is actually suffering, that person is fretful, fearful. But still, that person feels, I am enjoying life. What should I do at that time? How can we help them at that time? See, when a person is a little drunk, at that time, the person knows, you know, okay, I drank too much a little bit now. I can't drive now. Maybe they'll ask somebody else to drive them back home. But when they are very drunk, at that time, others tell me, now you should not drive. Ah, whole drunk. So, what happens when a person is too intoxicated, they don't even realize they're intoxicated. So at that time, if people are in that situation, the only way we can help them is by our prayers. Sometimes they have to learn in the school of hard knocks. And they realize, actually, some consequence comes on them and they realize, yeah, I'm not enjoying. So, it's again hard to let go. But we have to know that we can help the unable, but we can't help the unwilling. No, we want to help others. Say, how much can we help others? In India, sometimes it happens, if a car is not running, then other people can come and push the car. The person from inside stirs the car. Outside people push the car and the car moves. But suppose the person inside the car, that person goes to sleep. Then how long can the outside people keep pushing? Or worse still, if the person inside is braking. The people outside, why should we push? So like that, you know, we do need to inspire others, push others, help others to come closer to Krishna. But sometimes some people are just not willing. So if they are like a person who is breaking from inside, then we have to know that we can serve them by our prayers. And when they become willing, then we can help them. So if somebody is too intoxicated, some too much in illusion, then we can't really help them at that point in a direct way. Indirectly, of course, we can pray for them for receiving Krishna's help in due course. Okay. Hare Krishna. Any other questions? Yes, Prabhu.
What is the best way to monitor or...